Blog Talk Radio.
Your phone once again sounds like shit, but that's just me.
I'm going to buy you a hearing aid, but anyway, welcome to the show. This is GI Radio. I'm Frank, and that's John. We're the Dynamic Food Duo, and welcome to another evening of God knows what. And last week, holy cow, folks, if you missed last week's show, you've got to listen to last week's show. We had the best guest. His name was Patrick Fetters, and he's a psychic medium, and he's coming back on. He and I have talked since then, but you have
psychics
got to listen.
Have feelings.
It's unbelievable. That was a great week. I want the weirdest guest in the future. Sorry, barbecue people, but we're going for weird now.
Are you
great.
Serious?
Anyway, I'm serious. Well, I got you as a get.
No. I bring it to another level, but dude, I got levels way beyond me.
Oh, do you? Well, let's bring
on other people. Oh, you want weird? I got weird. I'll bring on weird.
We need weird. Because
okay.
I think that show last week was, I had so many people who contacted me and said, oh, geez, I love that show. It was between you being on the Holland Tunnel and the guests that you had.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Well, the co-host you didn't have was well, that was the
geez.
Whole thing. I'm listening. Well, hey, whatever. I'm coming out of the Holland Tunnel. We're on the turnpike, and we just set up last weekend for the biggest show we do all year, the Brooklyn Hot Sauce Expo, NYC Hot Sauce Expo. Oh, by the way, we took first place for the fourth year in a row.
Wait.
What?
You
had some lined up.
Yes,
we didn't screw it up. You didn't tell me. Yo, my God.
Well,
that's why I love this
show.
We don't practice shit.
Let me turn down the lights and let me set the tone, and then you can tell about your first play.
Oh,
hold
my
on.
God.
Okay, now go ahead.
Oh. A bit of Spartacus. All right. Yes, last week on Saturday at the NYC Hot Sauce Expo, DEF CON Sauces for the fourth year in a row took first place for wing sauce. Imagine that. Yes, and last year and the year before, we actually swept third, second, and first. In the first year, we only grabbed first, but we did the unthinkable. As I was on stage, I took the microphone and I announced to the crowd, we are bowing out of competition for that show. 4 years in a row.
Really?
You know, I've got a big, huge target on my back, and I don't want to even think about it anymore. I never said forever. We'll come back. Let somebody else win, and then maybe we come back and we crush them, and I can do the proper John Wayne into the sunset bombadita.
Well, you are a Superman in the hot sauce business, so I had to play that.
I do appreciate that. That was fun.
Congratulations.
And you actually got your buttons right on which song you're going to play. I'm proud of you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I did. I got my buttons right. Speaking of buttons, have you tried this DiGiorno self-rising sausage and pepperoni pizza? I have a self-rising sausage, but this thing is unbelievable. Have you had it? It's like $5.99.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. Okay, yeah, I have. And you actually like it?
Yeah, it's real.
That's great. Yeah, you're obviously not from New Jersey and Newark where pizza comes from. dude, that's even like possum on the half shell. We call that an armadillo.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, no. The DiGiorno. It's delivery.
I added things to it. In fact, I actually added some DEF CON sauce. What is that sauce you sent to me?
You have to make everything taste good.
Yeah, well, I put that wing sauce stuff on it. What is that, the medium?
Yeah, imagine that. Which one, 1, 2, or 3, or cluck?
I don't know what the cluck it was, but it was one of the ones you sent to me. I added that and some garlic pepper, but it was good.
No,
I sent you
the mild stuff because I know you're borderline Caitlin, so which is fine. That's fine. I send you the mild stuff. I don't want you doing the in and outy on me. That's kind of weird stuff.
It was good stuff. Anyway, so anything else? Did you learn anything else in the New York City hot sauce spectrum?
Oh, I did. No, I'll tell you what, man. If anybody is in the area, honestly, like in the tri-state area, well, shit. I mean, we had people coming from all over the country. I mean, we had Texas people. We had Scotty O'Hottie from Detroit made it in.
Wow.
I mean. A hot sauce in Detroit. I mean, that's just, there's no lead in the sauce. I swear to God, there's no lead in the sauce. Nothing in the water, nothing in the gunshots. But I mean, you know what I mean. But I mean, we had a whole bunch of people. We had California people. We had people all over the place. And it is a great show. It's a 2-day show, Saturday and Sunday. Usually the third weekend in April. And I'll tell you what, man, these Screaming Mimi Awards, see, we've taken first place 4 years in a row. Yeah. Okay, pat myself on the back, whatever. This doesn't pay the bills. But the award itself has become the creme de la creme of awards in the hot sauce industry. And not because it's just in New York, which is a major selling point, but for one, the judges are from – they'll list out the judges. You got There we go. Yeah, absolutely. CAA-trained chefs. I love you, dude. Oh, God, I love to hate you. But the CAA-trained chefs, you've got Food Network stars. You got like a Rachel Ray's crew and Bon Appetit editors. You have all these people that are actually judging the competitions. And you can turn off the music now. Spartacus. Do you like gladiator movies? I mean, stop.
When I couldn't turn off the music, I was having that issue. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Your sound system was so screwed up. You couldn't hear my diatribe over it. The diatribe was epic. It was epic.
It was.
I went on such
epic.
A tirade, and you couldn't hear it because of the music. Yes.
Speaking
yes.
of Detroit,
I don't even remember what I said, but all I know is it was a stream of conscious to die for. Now, this was one of those ones you don't hear very often. But anyway.
Are you done?
All right. So the Screaming Mimi Awards. A lot of these big hostel shows, you have like 100 different things. You have 100 different awards. This one has 13. Not 100. Only 13. So you got to earn this bitch. And it's a really cool award to get. And the people that have them are very, All right.
Are you done?
Right. Now you put the. Now I can see a dog shitting in the woods with this music. Now, where are we going with this?
I guess
we have guests.
Yeah, we do. Speaking of Detroit and shots in the dark, what are you drinking? I'm drinking Tito's vodka with some lime juice. What are you drinking tonight?
Actually, I had two shots of Johnny Black, and now I'm washing it down with a Coors Light. Might as well Jersey.
There you go.
Our first
guest is calling in. And first of all, tonight's going to be a saucy night, if they always are. But this is going to be barbecue sauce night. I didn't realize it.
I
booked two barbecue sauce people back to back, but it's going to get real sloppy and saucy here tonight. But our first guest is Todd Hippo, and he's from, I don't know why I laugh when I say his name, Todd Hippo, but anyway, he's from Carnivore Barbecue, and he's
got a
barbecue sauce, and it's carnivorebbq.com. And okay, if I press this button, he's supposed to be on here. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, my God. It worked. It worked. Frank has figured it out. Oh, my God.
Hey, that is one in a row.
I'll tell you what.
Welcome. And I do like your name, CarnivoreBBQ.com. And you have a barbecue sauce, you have a website, and you're fairly new to the industry. Am I correct?
I'm relatively new. I guess we're in about our seventh year right now. And
yeah, you're new.
That's not new.
Yeah, well, that's all right. New, there's always a place for the newbies as well. But, it's been doing really well. As everyone's seen, it's been very well received, and we've won a few awards here and there. And
cool.
I said it'll make your tongue slap your brains around, so it's pretty good stuff.
I like that. Right there, I like that. I like this guy already. I got to ask you, what kind of sets your whole function away from other people so you're not the same? What sets you apart?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't advertise it. It's always been word of mouth. It's paying for itself, and a little bit of extras here and there, pays for my toys to cook with, and it's more about having a good time and having a good product to eat. So it all works out.
See, Frank, this is a good man right here. We have not advertised in about 9 years. We refuse to do it. All this wasting money. Word of mouth speaks.
Yes,
it absolutely does.
I advertise like a crazy man for our radio show, and no one even listens. So maybe I should start.
That's because you have
Ponco. So I have to ask you, but your name? Okay, so is your name really Todd Hippo?
It really is. Yep.
I'm John Dilly. We're both born with a curse.
Honestly. It is, because you get remembered one way or the other, depending on what you're doing that day.
That's awesome.
All right, so what made you get into barbecue sauce? There's got to be a story there as to, like, one day 7 years ago, you were sitting around doing something, and you said, I got to do a barbecue sauce. So what drove you there?
Well, you know, the thing about it is I always liked to cook. I grew up cooking, and I couldn't afford to eat out a whole lot. So to me, it was a lot better just go ahead and cook something yourself. And I was sitting there drinking a mojito in the swimming pool floating around one day, and I'd been kind of bouncing a recipe through my mind, and I just got up out of the pool and came inside, made it up, and I have not changed it from one iota since then. And
that's good.
I made a batch of it, had a few friends over. We did a pig roast, and next thing I know, I was catching my friends sneaking my stuff out of my sauce out the door. So
you love it.
Took a small batch just made in little mason jars and took it to a festival I was cooking at. And one of my friends came by who was just, you know, grouchy about everything. He came by and noticed his three fingers were, you know, carnivore red and drop left in there. And he literally ate the jar with his fingers the whole time. So
well, and the red is stuff from a milling machine. That's a good day.
That's affirmative.
All right, so Todd, so you have how many different flavors? I noticed you've got the one that I posted here on the website. It's fairly new.
Right.
How many different flavors do you have? Five.
The Robust is what started it all. The Robust is just a great blend of everything. I've got a sweet because there's some people who just cannot tolerate any heat at all. And then I've got a Chipotle, which has a little bit more heat to it. But, you know, I'm not into pain anymore, so nothing's, you know, boldly hot. But
right.
There's flavor to be found on the other side of heat sometimes.
Well, see, things don't have to be hot to make them taste good. That's what I tell a lot of people. I'm in the hot sauce industry. It's like people, no, there's no skill at making something hot. Just add peppers to it. The shit's got to taste good.
Absolutely, and that's
yeah.
And my flavor doesn't set. It settles in towards the end of the bite, you know. So once your palate's had a chance to taste everything else, then it kind of settles in a little bit. And I've also got a barbecue rub, which is called Rub Me Raw, and that's been very well received. And
men, we all know how that feels.
As affirmative.
Yeah,
that's
affirmative.
That's
You feel like they're like an ex-Marine or ex-military.
Yeah.
You say that that's affirmative.
Well, that's the correct answer.
All right, so if people want to find your stuff now, is it in stores or is it just they only can buy it on your website?
You know, mostly I've done some stores, and it's hard to keep it in stock, and it's so much travel time for me because I'm just a small guy. This is all done myself. I've got a co-packer is the only thing that I do for it, because I have to have a commercial kitchen, of course, to comply with the laws. And so mostly it's just either at the festivals or the a few small stores, but they're mostly local down here in Georgia. And
I'll tell you what, dude. Shoot me an email, john@defconsauces.com. Shoot me an email. I might be able to help you out on that end. Save you a couple of bucks. Just shoot me an email.
Okay, I will do, John. I appreciate that.
Please do. I might be able to help.
Now, Todd, I know we talked about a minute ago about you were talking about the recipe and it was your own special recipe. But what is it? What do you think it is? Because everybody and their brother, even I've got one. Everybody and their brother have a barbecue sauce. So what takes yours to the level above everyone else?
I think it's the way the spicings meld together. It's one of those flavors that even after all these years, I never get tired of it. And that's one thing I've had a lot of people call me up and tell me as well, that they try. They say, you know, this stuff is great. And I tell them,
you
put some of that I'll
tell you what, there's something to be said for that right there. There's something to be said for that because I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of barbecue sauces over my tenure. And I'll tell you what, the guys who make their own stuff and have a passion about it, they may use the same ingredients as somebody else, but I think there's something to do. It's kind of, I guess, esoteric or ethereal. But I think the people that really give a shit about what they make actually make a better product with the same ingredients. It doesn't sound right, but I think it's very true because a lot of barbecue sauces use the pretty much the same ingredients, sans one or two. But I think the thought that went into making that, I think that there's something to hold true to that.
Yeah, I agree, and to me it's it all has to do with the flavor profiles. My flavor profile is very similar in all the sauces, so there's
right.
some days you wake up and say, hey, I want something a little bit hot, and you can just eat it by itself, or
right.
you can also take my sauces and mix them together and kind of get your own version of it, so that way, you know, it can temper it a little bit
right.
in that manner, and that way, if you're wanting something just a little bit of kick to it, but not too much, you can kind of lighten up. You know, we've all had those next days where we had a rough night the night before, and you don't want anything that's going to tear the stomach up. So take it easy.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you said a minute ago that it's one of those tastes that you never get tired of. I probably should have used some of your sauces with my first two wives. They seem to get tired of me. But
on your ears, they would have never been able to keep their hands off you.
Oh, there you go. I'll remember that. If I decide to go after another one, hey, send me a couple jars. I need it. So, has anybody used your sauces in any of these competitions? Have you had any of your product in a competition won anything?
Yeah, I've had a couple of judges stop over on the way to different competitions, picking up a case or two for a team here and there. And they actually just come to the house and pick that up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's great. And like I said, we've had real good luck with it. It's we've won a lot of rib competitions. We won, several grand champions. And so, the chicken, the ribs, it does well in everything.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
Now you sound like you know what you're doing. Now I'll tell you what. It takes a certain kind of a person to jump into the big mighty void that they're like, oh shit, the professional competition. Why don't you dive in? Just dive in. Be the black dog. Be who is that guy? Because that's what gets you notoriety. That's what sells your shit off the shelf.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And retirement's about 2 years away, and I'll definitely look at that a little bit closer at that point. But
there it is.
It's hard.
I'll tell you what. You can shoot, like I said, shoot me an email. Maybe I can give you some pointers.
I would certainly appreciate all the info I can get.
Sure.
All right, folks, if you're out there listening, check out his website. All you got to do is click on www.carnivorebbq.com. We have a link here.
Great name.
And, you click it, and it takes you right to Todd's website. You can they can purchase it right there, right, Todd?
Yes, they can. And there's also all those recipes on there are tried and true. I mean, I've got one where you boil shrimp in the sauce. It's just that good. And
I love this guy.
All right.
And there's another recipe for the salsa, which is something that's probably a newer product I'm going to probably come out with because I'm getting so much interest in that people are just going, man, can you just make this all the time? And but it's the same. All the spices are in there, so it's very simple. There's only a few ingredients, and the flavoring's there. And the thing is, the more you cook it, the more concentrated it becomes on your food. So it just really does its job. So I'm
well. What I've always found to ring true is the more ingredients, the more unknowns. Keep it simple. People love simple. And people are so used to this crap they buy from a supermarket with Monsanto and all kind of crap, they don't realize what food actually tastes like. When you make them real food and you get them a real sauce, they love it, and they're like, they'll keep coming back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, this stuff is good. It will keep your gums slapping. There's no doubt about it.
Well, as long as you got teeth.
He does. He does.
You know, sometimes that's how you lose your teeth, to slap it.
It's questionable, yeah.
Exactly.
I like this guy.
Todd has a great website. I checked it out today, and he's got some people have put some photographs there of using his product. And check it out. And once again, just click on carnivorebbq.com. Keep us posted too, Todd, when you come out with some new products, or if you want to come back on to talk about.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'd like to mention we're going to be in Hiawassee on May 20th for the Georgia Mountain. And that's for the Big Green Eggers. That's it's one of the best fests done in the country today. And,
there it is. Cool. And I'm going to promote you on my Facebook thing. I get a ton of followers, and I'd like to promote you guys.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem. All
right, Todd. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Keep us posted on as things progress.
All right, guys. Y'all enjoy your adult beverages and have a wonderful night.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't had a drink since I was six.
All right. Everybody check out Todd's website and go check out his product. Buy some carnivore barbecue sauce. It's carnivorebbq.com. You know, he mentioned that you can boil it in shrimp. I did last night, speaking of products, and I took my Panko Panko.
Your Panko.
I boiled shrimp with Panko and with spinach, of all things. Man, did that turn out good.
It was Plum Island tea.
And speaking of that, I cannot get my website. I got to talk to you later. You always tell everybody, hey, send me an email. I'll help you out. I need you to help me out with my website. I cannot freaking figure out how to spell
email. Email starts with an E. I don't know if you knew but I'll be more than happy to help you. There's binary. Binary is ones and zeros. But we can go from there. It's all good.
All right.
Twinkies were created by the pre-Christ. They've been just been sitting around
about?
In storage.
All right, we gotta go. Hey, and by the way, the crazy bitch is going to be joining the crazy bastards here in a few minutes from.
Crazy bitch, as opposed to the dumb bitch who didn't call in last week. Look at that! I gotta put it out there because that was wrong, dude. That was wrong.
Yeah,
not even
on.
Calling
it
in. I mean,
on.
Really?
All right, we gotta go. Take a break. We'll be right back with Gina Metcalf-Lee. Don't go away. And we'll be back with the crazy bitch.
I just cracked a new beer. I'm happy.
I just pushed the button and nothing happened. Let's try this again.
You know, you're good at buttons. Yeah, you're real, real good. One and zero. Binary, dude. Think binary.
Here we go.
There you go. Hey, yeah, down. Look at that.
Barbecue slices, beef and bread. sausage and that cold big red barbecue makes oh, one be young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, drink some fancy some meat, eat some barbecue.
Because I was able to feed my my favorite wild rabbit out back, Pallet. She's named after her because we have pallets in the back of the house. We had a moment.
What the hell are you doing?
Hello?
What are you doing?
What do you mean? No, I said I was feeding the rabbit out back while the song was on.
Oh, my!
It's wild rabbits. Pallet is my one of my favorite little girls. She came up to about a foot from a foot, and I know not to touch them because you break the wild, but she's a cutie. But I was talking to her during the song, and the song, I think it turned on the rabbit.
Did it?
Yeah. She can have more rabbits. It's a good like that.
There you go.
There it is.
Are you done talking about your buddy?
I'm done. Oh, shut up.
You know.
Oh. All right, Mr. Punko.
All right, let's go. We're going to go to the crazy bitch. Gina Metcalf-Lee is calling us. She's at a girls' weekend at the beach, I believe. So we may get in trouble here, John, but she's calling us.
No. This opens up doors of opportunity.
Okay. All right, and her son, Eric, is also calling in. Eric Lee.
Nice.
He's somewhere else. Yeah, so we're gonna do a foursome here.
He's like the bouncer to his mom.
Yeah. Hey, Gina, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
She's got the good voice. All right, cool.
All right, Eric.
This is not the good voice.
Yeah, security's here too.
That's good.
We got it. Welcome to the show, guys. And Gina has been a guest several times, and everybody should know her by now. The crazy bitch herself, the crazybitchsauce.com lady herself. Gina, so are you getting in trouble there at the beach with your girlfriend?
Of course.
Not yet. Hey, I'm trying to remain
calm
until we get this over with, okay? Come on now. I'm giving this to you guys. I'm trying to remain calm until we get this over with.
So, hey, security Eric. So, what has she got you doing while she's out having a good time on the weekend at the beach?
Unfortunately, I have to watch her dog this weekend.
Oh, okay. So, I understand. I'm confused though. I thought you guys were together and you were at some kind of competition where you were actually a competition for barbecue. Am I right or wrong? What's going on?
Well, this weekend I split up with him, and yes, we a couple months ago, or what, baby, about a month ago, we had a competition for the first time ever, Crazy Bitch and Son competition, and we had a blast. We didn't kill each other. We're still alive.
We would have needed last week. You had the psychic chef. He could have brought you back.
Absolutely.
We need a Ouija board, but it's fine.
Well, I'm so proud of him for not trying to kill his mother after that one. But We didn't win. We didn't place. But it was our first time ever together, and perfect score was 25. We got 23. Hello.
Well, hey. That's good. Hey,
yes.
That's good.
And a 19, and a 17, and a 15. Okay, it went downhill from there.
Oh,
but...
no, we're not talking about those.
Now, you,
stick
out
23.
Using...
23 sounds good.
Yeah, 23 sounds good out of 25. Were you using your sauce, or I assume
when
so.
You're bringing that up. Eric, chime in.
No, here it goes.
That's a good question, actually. I'm glad that you brought that up because the sauce queen herself was persistent in not using her sauce, and
really?
So we didn't use it. And then after the competition, we talked to multiple people, and they were like, "Well, why didn't you use your sauce? That's what we were looking for."
Yeah.
Well,
it's a Lori well, crazy.
So we know for next time.
Now, son, bodyguard, son. Now, the dogs you're watching, are they male or female?
it's one little female.
Oh, okay. So the crazy bitch, you're watching a little bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm completely confused here. Gina,
I couldn't leave
Gina,
that alone.
Gina, I don't get this. You went to a competition. And you're known for your sauces. So what were you thinking when you didn't want to use your sauce?
Okay,
what'd you dump on it? Like oak bark? I mean, why did you not use what you make?
I do love you guys. You know that, right? But no,
yeah, well, yeah, we do. But why didn't you use your stuff?
I use it. I smell it. I taste it constantly. I'm tired of it. And listen to me. I will say, I get the barn.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
Out.
Oh, here's the moment. Shoot.
Here it is.
Okay, Lori from the Barn Goddess.
Okay,
you're
roping her into this. All right.
Well, yeah, I'm bringing her in. She's like,
mm-hmm.
Jean, I got a secret to help you because I didn't want to be open with us. But Lori shared a secret with me that I'm not sharing on public radio. So I will sauce next time.
Well, you better. Because the 23
Eric.
Was nice, but the other numbers were horrible. It's kind of like, why did you show up? It's like you missed gym class. It's like, it's not a good day.
Eric, did you argue with her and say, Mom, you're supposed to bring your sauce, or it didn't matter?
Yeah. You have no idea.
I'm going to answer.
But he does.
We had a great time, though.
You have no idea. That's all those are the words you need. Right there. That's all you need.
Now, Gina, my favorite sauce. It actually is a very good tasting sauce, and it's also my favorite because it's got a great name. It's chicken shit. Now, are you still making chicken shit?
Yes. That's my best one. Oh my God, I love my chicken shit. Hey, try chicken shit.
God bless you, darling.
Chicken shit deviled eggs are bomb, unless you get pissed off because the eggs do not peel good. And then Eric
no,
had to do
no,
that
no, one. No, when he came out with the name, chicken shit, was there any reason because of that? It couldn't have been your son. I mean, where are we going with this? I got to put that out there.
But it had inspirations, okay?
Inspiration. You had inspiration for chicken shit.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
Yes. And that's it's trademarked. And I really, that's my logo. But anyways, that's my son. What happens when his mother cannot peel the boiled eggs and they don't peel right? He turns into Plumber 101.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to make chicken shit boiled eggs, okay?
You can't make this shit up, dude.
John, I've had
this is awesome. She's an awesome guest. I want her back.
Yeah, no, I've had her chicken shit. It's a mustard sauce, and it is fantastic. And the name itself, I mean, is that not your best seller, Gina?
It is. Chicken shit is my best seller.
Frank, just to give it PG-13, S-C-H-I-T-T.
Yes, S-C-H-I-T-T, right. No, she puts it on that. Well, okay,
no,
so
we've grown up. We're R now.
What other flavors do you have, Gina? Tell everybody while we talk.
I have Kit Kat. In tomato-based products,
yeah.
I have a sweet heat, and I have Kit Kat. Now, Kit Kat.
What's in the Kit Kat?
It sells really good. It's the hottest one out of tomato-based. It has jalapeno, cayenne, let's see, habanero, has all of that in it. And
I'll tell you what. Being a pepper dude, you might want to think about using a touch of scorpion in that. It works very well with tomato.
If I were to do that, I'd make another brand, because there's so many sissies out there in this world that thinks the sassy is too hot.
Right.
The sweet one's
no,
too
but
hot.
No, but I think the scorpion has it's a citrusy. It'll go well with the tomato. I'm being very honest.
That'd be another brand. I would love to do that. We talk about
scorpion
that.
Scorpion pepper. Just scorpion pepper. Yep.
Yeah, because there are so many people that think that the sweet one is too hot. There's a bunch of sissies in this world. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. Sorry. When's your next competition?
There you go.
Well, if Eric will still talk to me after this show.
Oh, come on. He's looking after the little bitch. I mean, he can do this.
Eric. Okay, Eric. What is the next show? Do you have anything scheduled?
We have one scheduled in the next couple of months. I think it's next month.
Nice.
Okay. And where is it?
It's actually in Tallahassee.
Yes.
So are you going to convince your mother to take her own sauces to the next competition?
Oh.
That's the last one. She's going to have to convince me.
Good answer. Good answer. Thank you, son.
All right. So, guys, check out her website, which is www.crazybitchsauce.com. It really is good stuff. She sent me some way back. I guess how long ago was that we met? How long have you been doing this, Gina?
I think I've done almost 3 or 4 years now. About 3 years, probably.
Yeah, about 3 years. And she started, and she sent me some product, and I loved it. And she's been a guest.
Frank,
do
you have any left? Because I need a bottle or two, because we're going to be doing it got nice out in Jersey finally. We're going to be doing some grilling, so.
Send me an email. My email is thecrazybitch@crazybitchsauce.com, and I can send you what you need.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look up defconsauces.com. That's me. I'm standing in my driveway. I don't have a pen. I'm standing in my driveway with a beer in my hand, and I just John at defconsauces.com.
Well, I'm drinking wine now. So here's the deal.
Wait. We're drinking wine. Wine. I don't want to go to Florida. I mean, what do you mean wine? You're killing me.
Hey, Eric. Are you still with us?
God bless, Eric.
So I have to ask you a question. When your mother came out with the sauces and decided to call it Crazy Bitch, Did you razz her any, or was that a good move for your mom?
Well, that's a tricky question.
Being that you're the son of a crazy bitch, I figure I have to ask you. I mean,
well, she came out with sauce. She came out with him too. So I mean, what do we go tomato sauce? Oh, that about the same thing on that day. You know, whatever. That's the spice to it. It's a placebo.
Get out of my brain.
Oh my god!
All right. Well, Gina, how many girls are there with you at the beach?
I got about four.
Nice. And your son has one little bitch.
Yeah,
but he has his girlfriend in too, so don't let him fool you.
Oh, okay. But you got four. He's got like a half of one.
Right, one and a half.
So Gina, what's your plans there at the beach for the rest of the weekend? You got any big plans?
For this weekend?
Yeah, what a weekend. What
I don't
you got,
want to
you got
plans? Plans, but it's weekend for Pete's sake. Rip his head to the beach.
It's only the next 48 hours. Oh, come on now. It's less than 60. Come on. You can do this.
I'll be home by Monday.
Good answer. I like her. Oh, my God, do I like her. I love this. Oh, my God. This woman's awesome.
All right, guys. Check out Gina's website. She does have some great products, and if she ever enters them in a competition, I have a feeling she's going to win. Check out her website, crazybitchsauce.com. Eric, thank you for putting up with our crap. And Gina, have fun at the beach.
And if you see Gina and her son standing next to her, please vote for Gina.
All right, you
appreciate
guys,
it, guys.
Take care.
Love you guys.
All right, John.
It's another ending. Oh shit! Oh fuck this. Last week, this time I'm sitting at Wendy's while Maggie's getting our dinner after driving with the fucking turnpike to jump in for the co-host that never showed up. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Now, when you don't show up and you're called to show up, at least call.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. I ain't worried about it anymore.
Well, it's out there now.
Hey, if you're not there to answer the door, what are you going to do? One other thing, too, I wanted to mention. I don't know if you folks know, we're worldwide. We have, listen to this, our top five countries after the United States,
no.
John.
Oh,
Australia.
God. All right.
France. I can't believe people in France listen to us. Norway.
I'm fine. We don't have fromage.
Argentina. And guess who made it back in the top five? Well, actually,
Vietnam.
Vietnam's back in again. Can you believe it?
Well, they're trying to hack your site. That's what that's all about.
You know what? Maybe that's what the whole deal is. If we get like
I think
Korea
it is. I get Australia, France. We don't have fromage, so France is whatever. But I don't know Vietnam. It's like okay, Dien Bien Phu, you hate us. All right, so now you want to hack the site?
It's weird. I just find it weird the people that listen to our show. But thank you for listening, and we appreciate your support. We're still. Actually, last week,
and,
I think we finished.
And please be happy
seven.
Hackers.
Happy hackers, yes. Please be happy hackers. Next week, let's see. Who we got for next week? May.
You tell me.
I know.
Yeah, that's, oh, God. Oh, man, the next, oh, that's going to be one of those Fridays. All right.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We got next week we've got Doug Kyles. He's a barbecue competition guy. He's actually going to be calling in from the competition.
I had Mike Freeman lined up for the because next week going to be in Summers, Connecticut on Saturday for the NERCC the chili cook-off up in Summers, Connecticut for the ninth year in a row.
Well,
and Mad Mike Freeman, we couldn't fit it in my mic, so that's fine.
Yeah, but look, Doug is going to be in Connecticut too, so there must be a barbecue deal going on and a chili deal all at the same time because that's where Doug.
But you
got to
find out from him. Is it Summers?
I don't know. And then we got Jennifer Reynolds. You know Jennifer, don't you? Hot sauce goddess.
Oh, yeah. You know yes, I do, actually.
She's coming on next week and the week after that. We're loaded. We got food people. We got music people.
No. The show's not. You're loaded and I'm loaded. That's what makes the show fun.
And by the way, folks,
kidding.
You have got to listen to last week's show. I said
last
before,
week's show was one for the books. That was, you know what? You caught me in a rare moment. I was like a rare earth walking around. It was very, very cool.
That was probably one of my favorite shows of all. So check that out. All you got to do is go to greenideasradio.com. And hit the replay. You can hear the replays on all of our shows. We've been doing this now, can you believe it, almost 8 weeks? I think it is 8 weeks.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Last week's show, I told Maggie, we're going to label that the Ouija show.
The Ouija show.
All right.
And by the way, if you want to be on our show, you can contact us via Facebook or
Yell very loud at me in the street, and we'll get you on the show. Just all you got to do is raise your hand and wave, and you'll be on the show.
Right.
It's fantastic. We'll take anybody.
We're looking for foodies. We're looking for music. We're looking for anybody. We're looking for people that are weird. Remember that? That if you're weird, contact us.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If you want to go that route, I'll take the train into Manhattan, and I'll find some dude. I will. I'll find some dude. And that could be really, really scary.
Well, we definitely got to do that. All right. We thank our guests. Check out
CarnivoreBBQ.com
and check out Todd Hippo's product. And don't forget to check out CrazyBitchSauce.com. And we're just about out of time. You got anything else going on that you want to talk about before I put it away?
Let's see. This weekend is our last weekend off until Def Gun goes into full gear. Next Saturday we'll be in Somers, Connecticut for the New England Regional Chili Cook-Off for the ICS. Sunday we will be at Bunny's. We've been sitting there for 9 years in South Orange. Free wings from 5 to 8. Then the next weekend, here we go. Okay, we got Hopscotch in Jersey City. Then all of a sudden the farmer's market. Dude, there's... I got a 9-to-5 job, and Maggie's in the EMT. So it's just so much fun.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you, John, I sell food labels?
You did. And it's nice
guys,
because
guys,
I forward all the information, and your contact person hasn't gotten back to me yet. So let me put that out there, too.
If you need some food packaging, like labels.
If you need some food labels and don't want to get called back, contact Frank. Because I haven't gotten a call back yet.
I've got your quote. I just got it today. But
it would have been nice if you sent it. It would have made the show a little better, Frank.
I just got it at 4:00. You just walked in the door at 8:30. So I'll send
4:00. Okay. It's what time is it now? Let's see. Jetson time says you're late.
Well, whatever. If you want labels or you need any packaging, I can help you out.
Frank does labels. Frank
does
awesome labels.
Yes, I do. And I also do Ponko. So anyway,
Ponko. He does. He does. And actually, the Ponko is very good. He's got a jalapeno and also buffalo flavored. By the buffalo flavor, he's like stepping on toes here. But I'll tell you what, the jalapeno is really good on pork chops. It really is good on pork chops. It is, because I've done it.
It's good on scrambled eggs.
It's good as an eye wash, too. It's a little scrapey, but it's good. It's good as an eye wash as well.
All right. I'm waiting for you to say the line about the bat cave or whatever. What is it you always say?
Next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
We're out of here.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settle, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshitting aside. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here.
Oh, this is my life and this This is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough, and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
No, we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
We stand our ground, make our family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
no, we won't back down.
No.
Through a cloud of smoke, you're gonna see my ass as I raise hell through your town. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Rush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Rush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
On the pedal, let the smoke settle clear. I'll be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd, and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. The woods from the trailer parks. This good old boy done become a star. Now the dead made a dream. Now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
On the gas on the sandy beach, you'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job, I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. On our way to the top of this mountain that we climb,
yeah.
I appreciate it when you like to speak your mind, but this here's my life and it's what sets me free.
So
when I die someday, I know I live my crazy dream. They pick me up and then put me down, drag my name all over town, brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and then put me down, drag my all over town, brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
Let them in. Throw on some ribs, pay me some blues, having a miss.
that's good.